There's a lot of conversation out there surrounding school meals, so we're here to set the record straight. This season is all about fact or fiction, and we'll be addressing some of the bigger myths about school nutrition, including questions from listeners like you. It's now time for FuelCast Georgia.
Welcome to another exciting episode of FuelCast. Today's episode is a fun one. We are speaking with elementary school students and their parents on how they feel about school meals. Let's learn more about them.
I'm Ryan, I'm in first grade, and I like to build Legos.
Palmer, second grade, art.
John Wyatt and kindergarten, singing.
Harvey, kindergarten, play upstairs in my room.
Sounds cool. Love toys. It.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, mine too.
You like to play with your toys too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kate?
I like to maybe paint and do art.
Olivia, that's my favorite name because I have an Olivia. What's your favorite thing to do?
I like to usually paint and draw stuff and read.
Everett?
I like to build.
You like to build? So you like Legos, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so John Wyatt and Harvey, we're going to start with you guys. Do you ever eat breakfast or lunch at school?
I like eating the Lucky Charms.
What else? At breakfast?
Mm-hmm.
Probably breakfast.
Why breakfast?
Because like it has all of this healthy stuff on it, like eggs and grits and stuff like that.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
Everett, you're up next. What are your favorite items to eat?
Mine is the hamburger that day and the chicken wing day. At the morning, they give us breakfast.
Go ahead.
Bacon and French toast.
So, Ryan, what is your favorite thing to eat for breakfast at school?
Cinnamon rolls. I like cinnamon.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite thing that you eat at lunch?
A muffin and yogurt and chicken lunchables.
Mm-hmm. Good choice.
Harvey, very good choices.
Well, do you want to go? What's your favorite thing to eat at lunch?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Tell it right there into the microphone.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly. That's a good choice, too.
Every day eats it.
That's your favorite thing.
Why do you like it? Why is that your favorite?
Because I love it.
Well, there you have it. It's that simple. He eats it every day because he loves it.
What about at lunch? Do you ever eat lunch at school?
Yeah. I like the chicken.
You like the chicken? What kind of chicken? Is it chicken nuggets? Is it chicken tenders? Baked chicken? What kind of chicken is it?
Chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders? That's a good choice. Do you like to dip them in anything? Do you have sauce you dip them in?
Yes.
What kind?
Mustard.
Oh, that's my favorite too. What about fruits and veggies? Do you ever eat those at school?
Yes, they're salads.
Oh, they're salads. That's awesome. Salad and chicken tenders. That sounds pretty good to me.
Sounds well balanced and tasty.
And you know, I think that makes a good point for our listeners. A lot of people wouldn't expect a first grader to say that salads were their favorite, but that's a good thing about school meals. It exposes students to all kind of different fresh fruits and vegetables, and then they can continue eating them at home and for the rest of their adult lives. So, great, great answer, Ryan.
So, Palmer, got a question for you. So, do you ever eat breakfast or lunch like your brothers?
No.
Why not?
I don't like school lunch.
Like, what are your favorite things to eat?
Chicken tenders, french fries.
How do you like your chicken tenders? Do you like them baked, grilled, fried? Like, I know kids eat them in different ways. What's your favorite way?
Baked.
Anything else you like? Favorite fruit or vegetable?
No.
And to me, Ro, when I hear that answer from Palmer, it really makes me think, the things that she's listing are things that kids really, really enjoy. So that shows why it's so critical to get feedback from those student customers. Because if she loves chicken nuggets and french fries, maybe it's that the ones in her school aren't crispy enough, or she isn't comfortable with the process of going through the line, you know. But that's why it's so important to get that customer feedback.
Is there anyone who works in your cafeteria at school that you really like?
Nice.
They're nice. How do they make you feel when you go through the line? Do they make you happy or excited?
Make me feel happy.
Old school, there was this little cafeteria lady, and she was always so nice to me. Always so friendly.
Kate, what about you?
Not really. All my lunch ladies are always yelling at the other kids, so they're not really that friendly. They kind of scare me a little.
Oh, no. What about you, Olivia? We'll go to you next.
The ladies that work at our school, well, they don't talk that much to the second graders. Yeah, they're really busy.
There's a lot of kids to get in and out of the line, huh?
Yes.
We may not always remember a person's name, but we do remember how people make us feel, right? So customer service is big for us.
As an agency, we believe, you know, that wrapped in quality school meals is the customer experience. So it's very important that staff remain kind and welcoming to students. And that's part of our commitment as we support and continue to expand the K-12 culinary culture. We talk a lot about the paradigm of serving versus feeding. We believe in serving children. And in that, we want to give them a quality school meal, and we want to give them an exceptional experience that also supports the academic process.
Do you ever have people come eat lunch with you at school?
Yes.
Yes, you got excited. Who comes to eat lunch with you? Mommy. Mommy comes. Anybody else come to eat lunch with you?
Biggie, my grandma.
When grandma came to eat with you, what did you eat? Do you remember?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti, that's a fan favorite. That's one of my favorites too. Do you like when they come to eat with you?
Yes.
So how does it make you feel when mommy and grandma, when they come to eat with you, how does it make you feel?
Good.
Makes you feel good.
It has been so interesting, you know, over the course of focusing on interviewing Georgia students, we strongly encourage you all to take an opportunity and have lunch with your children, meet the school nutrition teams, so that you understand that your child is experiencing on a daily basis.
But we talk a lot about quality meals in Georgia school nutrition. You know, it's a big push for us to make sure that you're getting food that looks good and tastes good. So in your own words, if you had to define what a good meal was in a school cafeteria, what would that look like to you? Ryan, we'll start with you first, okay?
They're salads.
What do you like about the salad?
It has a lot of stuff that is tasty to me.
So you can get a lot of toppings and whatever you want to get put on that salad. You like that?
Yes.
Anything else?
Their pizza.
Good deal. Homer?
That would be cheese pizza.
Cheese pizza.
It would smell good. And it will look good.
Wonderful. Go, Kate. What would you want?
I am a big fan of pizza, but the pizza at our school is kind of not. I prefer like Pizza Hut pizza or something like that.
I will want macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese? Is that your favorite? Why do you like macaroni and cheese so much?
Because I like it. It tastes good.
It's one of my faves too. Kate, what about you? What's a good meal?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti. We know that's your favorite. Spaghetti. What about you, Harvey? I see you back there. We got to get you back in the game.
Pancakes. With blueberries.
Very descriptive. I like that. Okay.
See, the mashed potatoes at our school and like the grits and the eggs, they're all really, really like plain and they don't have much flavor. They do put pepper, but I didn't think they put in any salt. Maybe they put like a little bit, but if they could put like any more, that'd be like really great.
So that make it good for you. add a different flavor profile. So I appreciate that, Kate. Everett, let me see if a what's your ideal definition of a good meal at school?
Some fruit, like and some veggies, like a salad, or maybe some other fruits, and maybe some meat with that. So have a balanced diet, and then maybe get some normal milk.
Okay, Kate, what about you? You got your hand up.
I really like how they get like little sides to go with it. They have like little, maybe little ice cup things, and then they have little options of fruit. And they have also have like things that go with your main meal. Like, for say they have like a sandwich that just has a bun and the meat. They give you like a little side thing where it has the lettuce and the tomato, and then also have the fruit that's really really good. And they also have at the end they give you like ketchup and little maybe sour cream and stuff like that. And I really like that.
Awesome.
So you like that you can make it your own. You can kind of customize it to what you want. That's cool. Do any of y'all ever learn about food or nutrition at school, like in your classroom, Everett?
In science, we learn about how plants grow, like the life cycle.
Oh, that's very important. Do you have a school garden at your school, Kate?
At our school, we plant, like, we used to plant, like, watermelons and pumpkins and like cabbages.
Nice. Did you ever get to eat any of those?
Yeah.
What was your favorite one?
Probably the watermelon.
Good choice. I love watermelon too.
Thank you all so much for taking an opportunity to join us today. It has been very exciting having this conversation with you all. The Georgia student is our primary customer, and to hear your voice means so much to us. We love the fact that through the school nutrition program and eating school meals, you all have an opportunity to explore different varieties of fruits and vegetables. Even some have an opportunity to meet farmers in your local area, and you get to engage in food-based learning. So we want to thank you all for joining us today. It has been exciting and so meaningful. We know that there are a few elements that are consistent across the board is that variety piece, food that looks good, food that smells good, and that is attractively plated.
So we'll ask the parents, what are some of the qualities or benefits you have observed as a result of eating school lunch?
She loves to go through the line to be able to pick out all of the pieces to make up her tray and build her own meal. She tells me she feels like a really big girl, like she's ordering at a fancy restaurant. And she, it's really cool for her to be able to sit down and eat with her friends, and they talk about what they're eating. And then the cafeteria staff does a great job of coming out to make sure that they have everything they need and ask them what they like the best. And she likes that a lot too.
But do you find that it adds a layer of convenience for you, for her to eat in the cafeteria?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's really important for her to eat in the cafeteria. It would be okay for me to send in lunch, but it's important for her to eat there so that she learns that that's part of the school day as well.
Aside from receiving a quality school meal, students get an opportunity to have that social emotional learning piece. So you mentioned the fact that your daughter gets the opportunity to pick her own foods. It encourages, you know, maturity and helping them understand the dynamic of making good decisions for themselves. So I do appreciate the connection you made there.
You know, a parent's perspective, I mean, even though my boys are twins, they are about as opposite as two human beings can be. And so I really enjoy the fact that there's a variety there that, you know, they have completely different taste. And there's always something there. The variety always gives both of them something that they will be able to choose every day. And they very rarely choose the same thing, which is really nice as well.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like, what are some of the benefits you've observed from Ryan eating school meals from your perspective and from him? You see any differences?
Well, it's very convenient for me. I don't have to make school lunches. I have three children. So making a school lunch every day to send is a lot to do when I have to get to work myself. But so it's nice convenience, and they always have a variety, like there's always a choice. So even if they don't like the hot item, there's usually a PB&J or a sandwich of some kind or the salad that Ryan likes. that they have an option for. So that's nice. And then, you know, just having, you know, we talk about the different, or, you know, the importance of eating good foods and making good choices. So then they get to put that into action in school, where they don't have me leaning over them saying, eat your carrots. You know, they can make that choice and have that independence. And so we get to talk about that and that importance too, which has been good.
As a parent, what do you think makes up a quality school meal?
Yeah, I think having variety, options, the look of it. I think kids eat with their eyes very much so, like everyone does, but especially kids. And so having that appeal and that, you know, good appearance on the line, and good customer service so that they're happy to be there and they feel welcome. And then, you know, having good temperature. So cold food, cold, and hot food, hot. But
I would add that, you know, having some fresh seasonal fruits and vegetables on every meal is really important to me. And, you know, the variety for me, like I mentioned a second ago, my kids are just so, they have completely different tastes. So making sure that there is a variety for them to be able to choose from. So this, for, you know, to have the staff that is at the school that is excited to have my kids come through, and then being able to give them the variety they need.
Yes. Yeah, so I'll echo what's already been said. Kate says spaghetti is a quality school meal, and clearly a fan favorite over here. We love that she has options that are not just, you know, kid food. She has options that are food that all of us want to eat. We want to make sure that they're serving choices that are teaching them how to make meals and make good choices as they grow up and learning about where the food comes from. She also has enjoyed learning about farmers that have provided her meals. I think that's really important to connect what they're having in the cafeteria to our communities and back to the classroom as well.
So sure, I'll share. I have two different experiences to share, and I feel like one of them was thinking about breakfast and the excitement that Everett has about breakfast and being able to be the way to start off his day with having breakfast. And that helped us to learn about options that he likes that maybe he didn't have at home. So I was hearing about how this delicious meat that they have as part of the school breakfast that he loved. And meat wasn't something that we always had at home. So that's something that we could add to our meals at home. And we learned that he liked those kind of foods because he tried them as part of his school breakfast and school meals. Love, and then also from my daughter's perspective too, she really loves being able to connect with the school nutrition employees at her school. And I had a chance to attend a holiday meal with her too. And it was really great and just encouraging to hear about some of those social interactions that she was able to have as part of the school cafeteria and school meal experience. So the cafeteria employees shared her manners and social graces that she always had consistently going through the line. So I appreciate that she has those opportunities to have those type of interactions with adults and have those conversations with those positive influences of the school nutrition professionals in the cafeteria.
I like that you brought that up in prior episodes. We've talked about the cafeteria kind of being a space for kids to have that social emotional learning experience. So it's nice to know that it's happening across the board in Georgia.
I have two also. The first one, being a mom and having five kids, the morning is chaos. And even the evening when we get home from all our extracurricular activities. So the last thing on my mind is trying to throw together school lunches. And if I did, it would be a lot of prepackaged chips and, you know, junk. So it's almost a relief to be able to send my kids to school, not have to make those lunches and know they're getting a nutritional meal for breakfast and for lunch while they're there. So that's really been the biggest takeaway for me with school lunches. And they're 100% free at their school district. So I don't even have to worry about paying for the meals. So that's another huge weight lifted off my shoulders. So that's number one. Number two is what Olivia said earlier. I kind of wanted to go back to that and her discussion on breakfast. Breakfast is something huge at the schools, but they've noticed that the kids love breakfast so much that they actually have, I think it's you know, a couple of times a month, they'll have breakfast for lunch. And that's what she meant, favorite meal. Yeah, so it was breakfast for lunch was her favorite meal. And they go all out. It's the grits and the, you know, different meats, sausage and bacon. And I think they have biscuits. I mean, it's just a really hearty breakfast. And that's nice because a lot of times in the morning, you know, they have the breakfast options where it's a, you know, cold bag option and then maybe a breakfast sandwich or a waffle or something. But this is their opportunity to get, you know, the kind of meal grandma would fix or kind of breakfast would fix. So that's been another thing that I've noticed about school lunches that have been a really positive thing for my kids. And I think it's a huge hit for all the kids at the school, right, guys? Is that something all the kids like? Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Like that comfort piece. And I appreciate you highlighting that element of school meals really creating a level of convenience for the parent. It's guaranteed your kid is going to get a balanced meal and you don't have to have the stress at home of trying to be concerned about figuring out what am I going to send for lunch.
What a fantastic byproduct of consuming school meals. Our students get an opportunity to really build independence, make good choices for themselves. And the added benefit is they learn good, healthy eating habits through the choices that are made available through our program. That is one of the most profound benefits of the school nutrition program. And I hope parents are hearing that messaging, the value of variety, creating independence within your student, increasing their ability to make healthy choices with their meal options.
So I'm wondering, have your kids ever come back from school and they've had something and they're like, oh, can you make this for me at home?
You asked me to get some oranges like the ones you had at school. Kumquats.
I haven't had that, but I have had it where I will make them something and then they will say that it is better at school than when I made it at home. So I have had that before.
Ouch.
just, you know, pierces me to no end. But yeah.
Want to learn more about school meals in Georgia? Here are four ways to stay in the know. Learn what's on the menu in your student's school. Follow your local school nutrition team on their social media accounts. Go eat a meal with your student in their school cafeteria. And connect with us, the Georgia Department of Education School Nutrition Division, to know what's going on statewide.
There you have it, folks. This wraps another episode of FuelCast. Look out for more insightful discussions connecting those who want to make a difference in the lives of our children and communities.
You've got more questions, and we're here to answer them. Listen each month for a new episode of FuelCast, Fact or Fiction. Connect with us via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn with the hashtag FuelingGA. You can also email us at FuelingGA@Godot.org. Until next time, the Georgia School Nutrition Division is fueling Georgia's future with excellence, one school meal at a time.